Ah, yes. Hey, everybody. I am on the road, per usual, Houston, Texas. I will be at the Improv, the 10th through the 12th, doing five shows. And then Salt Lake City, October 17th through the 19th. And the big one, November 8th, Town Hall, New York Comedy Festival, 9:45, get tickets. And Toronto, we added a second show on November 9th. DanSoder.com for tickets. We'll see you there. Did you see the sex robots in China?
No, but I'm excited.
They unveiled them? Here, let me show you. We've been like joking around about it for a while. Like sex robots in China. Was like, yeah, we're making them.
They're like, we're setting aside hundreds of billions.
Dude, they research. Are making them. Where is it? Yeah. They like have human bodies.
Is that AI or is that real?
No, that's real. This was at like a conference. Oil London. I don't know who the thing is. But it's not loading, which makes me think they're like,
yeah, they jammed up the servers.
But they walk like Terminators, but they have like hot anime faces. Who's going to be the first guy to be like, dude, I know her body's made of steel, but I'm fucking it.
It's already happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, blowing your load with a sex robot and then you're done and you're like, so
do you still feel shame?
Yeah, I think you feel more shame. I wouldn't be surprised if you feel the most shame blowing your load.
You still feel the mortifying ordeal of being perceived, but it's like
you're pathetic. That's as all you lasted
you
for.
You make excuses to the robot.
Okay, there it is. It's playing.
Yeah.
See him walk?
Yeah, she's kind of got a Megan Thee Stallion walk.
Yeah, where she's like, ah.
She's really.
But dude, look at that.
Slutting it up.
I mean, we're toast.
We're done.
No one... I always feel like my podcast... So we had a rule about podcasts where it changed from no stand-up, and I bought a cattle prod, but then I found out that cattle prod, if you hit a human with it, it'll give them a heart attack. So we're still going to find... We still have to do that. This weekend in Charlotte, I'm going to find a sensible prod, because anytime stand-up's brought up...
Like one of those dog collars. That'll probably do it.
Dude, yeah. Welcome to the doghouse. I'll actually get it. But anytime, we've been talking about this for months. Anytime I talk about stand up or the business, Pimp's going to zap me.
Yeah.
And so I'll be like,
Funny Bone wants to give me a guarantee.
Yeah. You go, no, Thursday show. It's just like, the crowds there are fucking horrible.
You do that thing with like the chess players, how they cheated with like the vibrating anal beads, just press a button.
You just see me and I go, like, oh.
But then you start to like it.
Yeah, so then I go, dude, have you ever seen the movie Comedian? It just like really breaks down.
I was thinking about a time I got passed over for a festival in 2014.
That noise, you go, yeah, I thought I was going to get new faces, but I didn't.
And my friend got it over me, and I love him to death, but I still felt bad.
Oh, dude, when Conan passed over me. But I feel like I'm starting to get that way with robots. Like, I'm going to start getting shocked because I talk about robots too much. Because it's happening. It's, like, actively happening.
You give yourself parameters. You give yourself 4 minutes out of every podcast to talk about robots.
Welcome to Robot Corner.
You start talking like an auctioneer.
Yeah. There's a kind with the neural programming, the Neuralink. Yeah. I just think it's like no one is... I hate to be Chicken Little, but I just feel like no one is actively going like, guys.
Well, because here's the thing. Technology doesn't improve on a linear path. It goes like a J curve.
Yeah.
It gets way better, way faster than we were ready for.
Yeah.
So we're going to be lining up with like AI and quantum computing. Yeah. And like...
And now, here's the thing. Companies and politicians got too good at marketing. Like marketing used to be reserved for like chips and soda, where you'd be like, oh, that's a good commercial. I like that. And now politicians and robots are like, now we got them. Like the amount of AI commercials where they're like, don't write a paper, have Sunamuzdunuf do it. And you're like, what is this? And they're like, AI generative brain. You're like, this is scary as shit.
It all leads to just AI Kamala Harris sucking us off.
Yeah, dude. That's my favorite thing.
Singularity.
Is, you know, when there's a human behind it, when it's just like, oh, Kamala Harris with huge jugs. Or they did the one with Kamala and Trump loving each other.
Yeah.
And then having the baby. And you're like, I'm cool if you capped AI right here. Yeah, that would be fun.
We draw the line right here.
Just like silly things.
We're probably fine.
will be great.
But then it's like going to decide where we all live.
Yeah, where it's like you have tested out of the regular sector. You are now
belong in Dayton.
You live in Boston, and you're like, well, okay, yeah. I can take that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It is causing a child porn boom. For those of you who couldn't hear,
because all the robots are only like a year old.
Yeah, and that's why the robots are like, they're our age. This is cool.
We are technically children.
Technically, I can jerk off to kids because I am only 3 years. I have only been sentient for 3 years.
But I cannot consent.
Yeah. Pedophiles probably just sit around waiting to look for loopholes. You know what it is? That's like Diet Coke for pedophiles. When Diet Coke came out and fat people were like, but it's diet. It's
porn zero.
Yeah. Pedophiles were like, what? AI porn isn't, there's no kids being hurt.
Same great taste.
Yeah. But honestly, I think if you were to ask a kid, like if a kid was about to get molested, but they're like, now, if you show him AI porn, he won't. The real kid would be
show
like,
him the porn.
Show him the porn. I'll make it. What do you want?
Why is this a question?
What do you want me in? A lacy little thing? I'll fucking make it.
I'll learn programming. I'll help.
That's going to be the thing. Dangerous. It's no longer stranger danger. It's learn how to program.
Yeah.
When a guy goes, hey, you want to go to my van? And this kid goes, what if I show you a video on my phone? And the guy goes, I'll do that.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Take the deal. That's not as bad.
That's the new deal or no deal. He goes, I've got a suitcase with a bunch of baseball cards in it. Or this guy molests you. Yeah, it's...
You're going to have to throw in a better package, man.
Yeah. The AI, it's going to trick me and you. We're going to get old.
Yeah, I'm right at the line right now where I feel like I'm not getting... I feel like I can identify it pretty much every time. But it's closing in.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something, audience? Can I tell you something, pimp? I got caught.
Oh!
I got caught.
I'm here to say, maybe I've already been gotten. I don't know.
I got caught real bad.
How'd you get caught?
I was scrolling, just doing some doom scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
And Instagram will put up stuff that you don't follow now.
Sure.
In your feed. Beautiful, beautiful snowy cabin with the TV on. It's cartoons. That's the giveaway. They have cartoons on the TV. And I DM'd it to Katie. And I was like, we should go here on vacation. And she didn't check her DMs for a while. And then we're sitting on the couch. And she was like, my mom got fooled by AI. And I was like, ha, boomers. These fucking boomers. They can't handle anything. And she goes, all these people are starting to think that these like cabins and resort things are real. And I was like, what's that? So.
It just unfolds dramatically.
It looked so good.
They do a really good job with those.
It looked like a beautiful snowy cabin.
Maybe I have been fooled by those. Like the outside are mirrors. There are these resorts. I'm going to show it to you. It's like in the woods.
You see it and you go like, this is what I sent her. This is the one I sent her. That looks real.
First glance, that would get me. But you think about that amount of snowfall.
Yeah.
That light.
Yeah, I know.
It's a perfectly uniform snowfall.
Tom and Jerry on the TV. Yeah. But the snowfall. So then she just started sending me all the AI ones, like this one.
Yeah, okay.
And then
the proportions aren't quite right.
Yeah. And she was like, you can't tell that there's no bottom of the plant. And I was like, it just looks like a very lovely rainy place that I would love to snuggle you in. God damn it. God damn
That's
it.
Where the autistic people really come in handy, where they can see that. They'd be like, no, the lines don't go to the vanishing point.
Oh, there's cool. Yeah. You don't know how to talk in an elevator, but you can point out that the cabin with snow isn't real.
Yeah. I know he's got six fingers.
Yeah.
It's the first thing they notice.
Snow doesn't fall that thick. And
they're going to get us all. There's a curve of what you understand and what you don't. My dad sent me a message the other day. He's like, Shohei Ohtani got busted by Major League Baseball for gambling. He's suspended for 7 years. I was like, are you fucking serious?
That would be everywhere.
It would be the biggest story in the world.
And everywhere.
I looked at Twitter for 2 seconds. I was like, you got God.
I mean, dude, that's what robots are making us do. We all have to become gumshoes now. Yeah. Where you have to be like,
what sauces do you have on that, McGillicuddy?
Well, that doesn't sit right. I walked in and I saw you reading the paper. You would have been in the paper. And the people would have known. The tip would have been in to the Los Angeles Times.
You had ink on your fingers. That indicates to me that you read the paper over your morning coffee.
So I know you, you know. And that's, yeah, dude.
It would have been in the morning press.
I mean, I'm surprised that we don't have a World of War of the Worlds situation.
It'll happen. Any moment.
Remember how we used to laugh at them?
Yeah.
We'd be like, ha, ha, ha. They thought the train
was coming right at them, yeah. Those fucks.
Yeah, they thought aliens were attacking because Orson Welles read it. Yeah. And that was the appetizer,
yeah,
of me getting got.
That was apparently people turned on the radio halfway through the broadcast and they didn't know, like, it was set up to be.
Some of us saw a snowy cabin with Tom and Jerry on and we went, I wouldn't mind being there. Look at that big comfortable couch.
You get fooled by Tom and Jerry, yeah, too.
I go,
it's like, wait, do mice and cats really do this? Holy shit.
Wait, are you telling me that they're not having a small house inside the wall and the cat can get in it and get
skinned?
They're
not able to buy things through some weird distributor?
You're telling me when he gets electrocuted, I can't see the bones through his body? Yeah, that's the worst part of getting older is realizing, yeah, that everyone gets got.
It's coming for me too.
Yeah, like my grandma died, and like going through her mail, I saw how many things she got by.
Oh,
of,
yeah.
Like, hey, don't forget your $20 are due for the orphans who got flooded thing. And you're like, that was well-intentioned, but she got got.
Because in her mind, of course the orphans got flooded. Of course these people are trying to help.
Yeah, of course. And these people are doing good work.
Yeah.
It's never like, this is a scam. Everything's going to be a scam.
My grandma got by similar things, and then she fell and she broke her hip doing Irish step dancing in front of the TV, drunk off whiskey, and that was the beginning of the end. So we had to go through her.
I've been saying this on stage, but it's true. That's the end. The broken hip.
The hip. Why is it the hip?
It's like cracking the Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
You gotta take it down, dude. You can't get back. You don't get back up from that one.
No, they don't kip up as easily as they used to.
It's just one leg kip up with a broken hip.
Thank God for my jiu-jitsu training.
My grandma busted her head.
Damn.
She hit her head and then went to the hospital. They stitched her up and she was like, put me back in the game. They had her in the blue tent.
She was one of those linebackers who like purposely bombed the test at the beginning of the year so she could fail the concussion test and get back in.
Yeah, she's like Rocky. She's like, I ain't hit no bell. And then they brought her.
How hard you can get concussed.
It's not about if you're laying in your garage for 30 minutes with no one helping you. It's about if you can get up. Dude, one time I called her and I was like, how you doing? She was like, I was laying outside for 15 minutes. And
you're like, tanning?
Just when old people fall, they just have to go like, well, how am I going to get out of this one? You did it again, Mary Lou.
If I can roll down the block.
Yeah.
Get the attention.
She busts her head. They stitch her up. They send her back. On the way out of the car, she slips, breaks her hip.
Done. Season over. Double whammy.
Season over.
Compounding errors.
Done, dude. So yeah, dude. Like, she was on the stat sheet, not for a good reason.
Just don't make the same mistake twice.
But, I mean, maybe, why don't we give old, this is just us converging on two ideas. Old people, give them robot hips.
Yes.
Just give them robot bottoms.
They've been getting Teflon fucking hips for a while. Yeah, why not motorize them?
That'd be crazy if your grandmother had strength or she's like, well, did you get my candies? And you're like,
I frisbee threw them to your apartment from miles away.
They land.
Show me that grandbaby.
Like lands outside.
Like Tony Stark hands like lowering herself.
Your nana's Iron Man.
I'm here to play gin rummy.
Do that and use all these robots to improve the people that need improvement.
Yeah. But then we find out that the software that the old people are using is actually being controlled by China.
Yes.
They're hacked, and now the old people are an army of super soldiers.
And then you got to fight. Then, like the Civil War, you have to fight your family.
I'm sorry, Grandma. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You were never a good boy. Grandpa, don't make me do this.
Hail to Emperor Xi.
Yeah. The People's Republic of China will stand tall. Yeah, well, he looks like Winnie the Pooh, and they're like,
he does look like Winnie the Pooh.
You know that it's illegal to, you know, Winnie the Pooh's illegal in China?
Because he looks too much like Xi?
Because people have made fun of him.
That's awesome.
And he's like, not in China. You will not show Winnie the Pooh. That is so funny that your leader gets upset about a cartoon character.
No touching life lessons for children.
No, you can't get Winnie the Pooh is an American operative.
No stories of friendship.
Yeah.
You gotta have a Chinese knockoff.
And then you find out that Winnie the Pooh is communist if you read all the books.
Yeah, he's all about sharing.
Whoa.
Yeah, the 100-acre wood.
Yeah, he's like,
is a communist utopia.
Technically, it belongs to me and Christopher Robin.
Oh, it,
It belongs to the people.
Piglet, you are the bottom of communism, therefore you will not eat.
Piglet, the owners depend on your labor.
Yeah, he goes, I had a daughter, and they made me throw her in the river because of antinatal laws. But dude, robot grandpas sounds like this is our way out. This is our way to better disabled people and robots.
Mm-hmm.
Make them superhuman.
Yeah, they become our leaders.
And then people will be like trying to break their backs.
So you can get the upgrades.
Yeah, like people will be like the way people fake autism right now to get followers online. Right. People are going to be faking that they're crippled to get robot legs.
Yeah.
Give me robot legs.
Get the bionics.
Peep! Peep! This is a comic. He just his whole bits about robot legs.
Yeah.
He didn't even need the robot legs. Peep! 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 You guys ever crush your car because you stand on it? Peep! Peep! Just the sound of a RoboCop walk away.
Doing bionic crowd work.
Yeah. Hey, I can see your heart rate's up.
This guy.
Scanning him. I just scanned you. You have wallet, keys, and a little rabbit dildo on you.
You haven't fucked her, have you?
You. Oh, my God. Oh, my. What do you do for a living? Never mind.
Cattle I've prod, just
downloaded your entire. Oh, yeah. He's over here. Me and my dog collar. Yes, mistress. Do I have to talk to homeless pimp? Like, I have a dog collar. I'm like, ooh, was that bad? Was I talking about comedy? Ooh. Yeah, I have the nipple things on over my shirt.
You can't stop talking about comedy, can you? No, I can't, mistress.
Oh no. No, no, mistress. Please, I'm such a maggot. Yeah, dude, I think robot crowd work will be the next...
Yeah. What do you do for a living? Never mind. Ocular scan. You are James McGovern.
He does the whole thing.
You live at 16 Alpine Drive.
I have a copy of your retinal scan.
And they're like, Netflix is like, love it. Buy 4 specials from it.
You have been searching for thick Latinas.
You? Your Google shirts shows that you want to be stepped on. Who do you want to be stepped on by?
Yeah, it's all fucking broken. I would say, the end of Rome versus the end of America. You take America every time. Air conditioning.
Yeah. Convenience. Where would you rather be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end of Rome or the end of Rome would have been cool. You're just wearing a lot of flowy.
Because who had it the best in the fall of Rome? It was like the scholars and the emperors and the high, you know, priests and the high chiefs of state or whatever.
Yeah.
It depends on how much you like grapes.
Yeah.
Like they were just getting grapes, big fucking deal.
Yeah, they had old grapes that were fermented. They had new grapes to eat.
Drinking until you puke, fine. They also some of like, us like that, but...
Yeah, they would just have vomitoriums.
You're getting sucked off by like the hottest women of the time, but like but how are hot you? Were they really?
But are you? I feel like history books do the things that your drunk friends do, where they go, no. She looked like a heavier Charlize Theron. And you're like, no, she didn't.
No.
I was there and I wasn't drinking. She looked nothing like that.
Yeah.
That's why you wonder, like, the Roman scholars, they're like, no, dude, they were so hot. I've seen the busts of what the men look like.
Yeah.
The women had to be...
The men all had weirdly broad foreheads.
Yeah, they had, like,
they were, like, squished heads. Guys.
Well, that's what's going to be crazy is when paleontologists look us up.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've had a hair transplant. I know a lot of guys that have hair transplants. They're going to be like, what happened to bald men? All of a sudden, they were gone.
They went extinct.
Everyone had good hair. And you're like, yeah, this is because science. We're at the best part for science right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun to talk about what robots might do. We don't have to worry about it yet.
Future historians are going to blame, like, the disappearance of bald men on something inaccurate, something else that
happens. Internet.
Like, all right, the 9th season of Big Bang Theory came out then, and then suddenly people weren't bald anymore.
5G.
Yeah, 5G
took away the bald people. Yeah. That had no... There was 5G no connection to that.
Reduced men's testosterone enough that they didn't bald naturally.
Yeah, so they just kept their hair. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking wild. It's wild that we're seeing all the stuff when it's good and it's fun.
Yeah.
Because, like, even explaining the internet to people in their 20s now, like, explaining early 20s, people in the internet, people don't realize the internet wasn't mean at first. You just like go on in the 90s.
No.
And people were just like wanted to talk. They were creeps.
It was people who wanted to talk about weightlifting for weightlifting a long time.
And sex. It was always sex.
It was weightlifting forums. And in the weightlifting forums, there were links posted by guys who had porn downloads.
Yeah. Porn has always been part of the internet.
It was essential.
However, the mean, like the social media aspect of it changed how people are like mean to each other.
Yeah.
Because Facebook used to be like super positive. When I was like,
you would write on your friend's wall.
You'd be like, hey man, I'll see you. Or you'd like have like a fun joke.
Yeah.
That was it.
Well, inside, you'd post your inside jokes publicly.
Yeah.
It was a wild time.
Or like your status.
Yeah.
Remember when you'd write like, Dan's out ripping butts and sucking tits.
I remember I posted an angry one time when I was in high school.
Oh, a sincere one?
My GPS got stolen out of my car during school. It was similar to a TomTom, something like that. Nice. Maybe a Garmin. Shout out to him. And then like someone broke in and like it was the big story in school. Like me and one other kid got our shit stolen out of our cars. And on my Facebook status, it was like, JP, I had to have an is statement. So I was like, JP is angry. He wants answers.
That's so great. I would love to go see my old statuses to see what I wrote.
Like, brutal.
Dan is not feeling this double on a Thursday.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh yeah. You should just put all your information out there.
Yeah. Dan is, there was a decorated general with a heart of gold, and he condemned all Dan the stories he told.
They were just like, the people that took it too seriously and would write stuff where even back then you'd be like, calm down.
Yeah.
You don't need this. Or they would, a lot of people would do stuff for attention to like get you to write them.
Fake
a
crisis?
Like, yeah.
Like yeah.
Dan is feeling like he doesn't know what to do.
I'm and at the end of my rope.
Yeah.
Please help.
Those were so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because then people would write, dude, my friend got on my Facebook because he watched me log on when I was home from college. Because I was the generation that you had to be at a certain school to get on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And at University of Arizona was on Facebook.
Yeah.
But so was the University of Colorado. So all my friends were on it. And I remember doing a Facebook, like updating my status at a friend's house. And he watched me log on and he saw my password. And so then when I went on the next day, I had all these messages from girls at Arizona that were like, I would love to talk to you about that. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I looked and it was like, he wrote the messages that was like, hey, can we talk? I think I'm gay.
And I knew it was going to be a gay thing.
It's always a gay thing. It was like the number one move. But it was like, dude, I had to tell like six girls I knew in Arizona, like, no, that was my friend Brian. And they were like,
that's kind of amazing wingmanning on the back end.
Yeah,
like, no, I'm actually not. And then the topic of you being straight comes up with those girls, and any girl who has an inkling of interest is like, oh, interesting. Now we can talk about this.
It would have been cool if you're gay. We could have been friends. Yeah. You're like, no, I like pussy. And she's like, I can't talk to you. You say that? You
brunettes.
Go, I like pussy. It's just, you know what? I think I'm good.
Yeah, I like vaginas.
Mostly boobs. Do you have boobs? She's like, Ashley is feeling weird.
Yeah.
That's just her status.
Her status gets updated.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it's going to be like when we're elderly.
Yeah, it's all automated. It's just already done. Like our entire lives are going to be automated at that point, to where the internet and ourselves are just so intertwined. There's no distinction anymore.
Well, there's people that now have the dead internet theory that it's all just bots, that you're just like going on there and like 90% of your interactions are with bots.
That you're only talking to bots.
And so you're just basically talking to yourself.
Yeah.
Have you seen someone trick a bot on Twitter yet?
They like get them in a feedback loop.
They'll do a feedback loop, or the other funny one is like someone will comment and then the person will go, write me a poem. And then they write a poem because they're like AI. So they're like command based.
Yeah.
It's very funny. I've only seen it a couple times where they'd be like, write me a poem. And
so you catch them by getting them to write you a poem.
Yeah. You like command them. You're like, because then that's how you find out their AI.
Right.
Is you're like, do this. And they're like, I cannot do this, for it is. And they're like, that's the two I've seen. They've written a poem, and one's been like, I cannot because of this. And you're like, no one talks like
that. That's the lame time that we live in. That's the real life version of like shooting the guy who looks like a human, but to find out that he's a robot.
It's
like,
no, it's me. It's me. I swear to God, it's me. I would shoot you. And he's like, don't make me fucking do this. Write me a poem. And he's like, on the wheels, on the hills. Yeah. Meanwhile, your friend would be like, I can't do poems. I'm too fucking stupid. What are you doing? Yeah, it's going to be. I will, at some point in my life, I will give robots information that I didn't mean to give them.
Yeah.
I'm prepared for that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about all the sites. Like, I logged into some site the other day to try to find royalties for, like, my stand-up or something that's out there. I just gave them all this sensitive information. They'll be like, we'll be back to you within 30 days. I'm like, did I just completely ruin my life?
Dude, I didn't know about mirroring. I didn't know people could mirror websites and make you look. And the first time I found that out, Apple was like, you've been logged out. On my Mac, they're like, you've been logged out. You need to log back in. But through my email. And I was like, done. And I started filling stuff out. And it was like, social security number. Why would Apple need my social? Oh, and then I looked and I checked the email address. And it was like 7JXZY.
And you're like, dollar sign.
Fuck.
Yeah. Like, they're circling. They're getting close.
Dude, we've spent so many times making fun of parents who buy gold coins.
Yeah.
Parents who get like solicitors. Like old people that would get caught by solicitors. It's coming our way in such a way that we're fucked.
Yeah.
We're absolutely fucked.
God, I've been noticing the warning signs of myself where, like, I look on YouTube, like, I'll do those YouTube dives of, like, woo-woo spiritual or, like, what about this ancient civilization? And now it's so clear that AI bots are just generating those stories and they can, like, come up with these videos that are, like, captioned and have an AI voiceover that just get you to watch.
And the AI voiceover, you could tell because it sounds like someone who has the perfect voice for voiceover, they can't do it.
The cadence is not quite
like,
right.
Egypt was, and you're like, why are you talking like that?
The pyramids were built in 11,000.
That's it. Yeah. They understand that Dominique Hawkins was a dominant player for the Atlanta Hawks.
They pronounced a couple of words wrong.
Yeah, you're like, that's fucked up. But it's
Sean Kemp was known as the Reagan man.
He, Shaq Diesel, Shaq Gasoline.
Diesel. Shaq Diesel was the dominant center.
But this is the beginning.
Yeah.
This is the beginning.
They're going to refine those little quirks and they're going to get it right.
This episode will be watched in like 10 years and you'll be like, you fucking pussies had no idea what was coming.
They're going to recreate this exact episode with our exact dialogue, but it's Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, Laurel, aren't you worried about the robots? And like,
Sam, you thought about the robot takeover?
Yeah. Well, that's what makes me nervous is I've put so much podcasts out and stand up.
They have my voice. So much to learn.
Oh, they have my voice.
Yeah, me too.
So watch out for AI Dan Soder. If he's asking for money, I want Mooney. Give me your Mooney.
They you need to have some like specific question about wrestling or something that you would
that
get
only
right.
Me
yeah
where they're like what's verify the, what is you. The greatest storyline in the history of wrestling and they're like I would say WrestleMania 8 against Hulk Hogan versus Sid Vicious and you go first off his name was Sid Justice in the WWE and second off everyone knows it was Mega Powers Explode.
AI bot killed.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Dude, how many of us are going to have to do that in our life?
Yeah.
God damn it, Katie. Is it you? She's like,
who is the real pimp?
I never thought you've seen that in movies and we didn't realize that all of us are going to have to go through that.
Yeah, it will be our lives.
Oh, man. But what if you shoot your wife and then you're like, damn it. Damn it. Sex robot, help
that's
me get rid
be
of her.
The defense in a lot of court cases of guys killing their wives. It's like, Your Honor, I was in an AI robot standoff.
Number one, I bought a sex robot and I made the mistake to make her look exactly like my wife. I don't even know.
The real wife walks into the room and it's like, hey, honey, can you just not do only your dishes? Can you do all the dishes that are
Yeah. Oh, no. I thought you were the robot.
Oh, damn.
Can
blood
you
everywhere.
Watch something else besides besides football? And you're like, oh, no. I'm interested to see, like, with all this AI shit happening and, like, robots and stuff, there are going to be people that just, like, buy sex robots. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to see them at their house. We're going to be like, who's that lady in the corner?
That's just Alexa.
Just a turned off sex robot. Like when you find out your friend is spending too much money on sex robots, that conversation where you're like, why did you buy one? And he's like, do you want to try it?
But then it just becomes
like, no, dude.
No, I just wiped it down, dude.
Yeah, no, dude, I cleaned it
you
off.
You wipe it down like gym equipment. Yeah. You have one of those things in your apartment.
We're just wiping the puss and the butt. He goes, do you mind handing me that squirt gun?
Maybe get the armpit while you're at it. I'm just into something weird.
Sorry, dude. You might want to douche her inside. I've been nutting in her.
Dude, she has so many points of articulation. I can use the back of her knee.
oh, it's like every action figure I wanted as a kid, but you can fuck it.
Yeah.
And then like reused. Like,
you want to use it? Just put it on preheat so it gets up to 98.6 real quick.
They're going to cook everything off?
Well, no, you got to get it up to like a human body temperature. Oh, yeah. Temperature,
you're like, so dude, don't go in cold. It'll just feel. And then
what,
you're
a
like,
necro? Are you necro, you're going to say, dude?
I prefer it cold. It's the gazpacho of sex robots. Like, no, no, no. Who
the
that?
Necrospacho. That's what
can I do some necrospacho? I'm going to cool her off and keep her outside. But then, like, refurbished sex robots.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, no,
yeah,
this is
you bought it cheaper, but cheap is expensive.
I mean,
man.
Dude, she got blown out. That's so funny. And then you're like people are going to be jealous.
It's like, this nipple is a little smoother. All the little ridges that were supposed to be on the nipple have been worn down to a perfect smoothness.
Like, is this an old model? You're like, why do I feel like it's, I mean.
It's like guys using an iPhone 8 now.
That's what I mean. Like, he's like, right. No, I got it updated though.
Yeah.
So it still works.
It runs on the new iOS. So.
I like the touch button clit. I don't like it where you can't get. But you know how they always talk about, like, whenever you bring up like military grade weaponry,
yeah,
they're always like, they have stuff that you
they're
won't
know. They're
a
generation ahead of us. Whatever we're going to get in 5 years is downstream from what they've got now.
Yeah. That's how I feel about sex robots.
Yeah.
You're like, you have no idea how good stuff is.
I hit the indoor golf simulators a lot, and they have these simulators that tell the exact speed, angle, rotation, and it's just based on military technology that they probably had, like, you know, 12 years ago.
Yeah,
like
there's
that.
Like 16 villagers that died, so you could see your drive.
So I could dial in my pitching wedge.
So your approach game could get better.
Sorry, Yemen.
Yeah. Sorry those drones took you out, but I know what the 17th fairway feels like at Augusta.
I got the member guest coming up, small village. I got to get in tune.
Are they going to have, you know, the way like iPhones are built by like child slaves? Mm-hmm. Is that going to be sex robots?
The sex robots become the new child. Hey,
no, like,
we don't
are they
want
gonna
those
be built,
roles reversing.
Are they? Yeah, I know, for real. Are they going to be built by like those? Are those kids going to be like, good job on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Now we need you to build the Fuckatron 3000.
It's like, listen, we tried it with adults, but nobody knows components better than Lee Hong.
Their little fingers can get in there to make the pussy lips look real.
The little kid's just like, yeah, come on. No, I'm bringing it over here. I know.
Squatting, smoking. Yeah. You want me to build you a blonde or a brunette? And you're like, this kid's the best.
Putting
I
it
stole
together.
Him out of a factory.
Putting it together like a soldier putting together a rifle.
Field strip it. Can you field strip my Bimbo 4000?
Clit, vulva.
Yeah.
Four lips.
Problem solved. Now you got a three-tit whore. And you go, I didn't want three tits, but this is pretty good.
Whoa.
You bend her over. You know they check sights on a gun? You bend her over. You go, that looks good.
That fourth vertebrae is a little out of alignment.
That looks good. He's like, are you into little people? They make a little person. Yeah, dude, it's going to be wild.
We can make dwarf proportions if you want.
And then it's going to be funny to watch all the dating material be like, what's up? Why would I go on a date with a human when I can just program my robot? And you're like, oh no.
That's going to play really well with all the autistic guys who are in every crowd of every, like every comedy audience.
They're just like, I'll take on a sex robot. This is my sex robot. All these single guys that used to go to shows now have a date.
My girlfriend's giving me a hard time. Why don't you get a sex robot from the third row?
Dude, people are worried about, you know, like conservatives are like, they scream about men and women's sports.
Uh-huh.
Imagine robots in human sports.
Oh, forget about it.
It'll happen.
It's on the verge, yeah.
And then you're like, you thought fucking boxing a trans woman was tough? she was a real woman.
Yeah,
I'm not going to let that confusion happen.
In theory, boxing a trans woman.
They just freaked out and ran with it. Where you're like, we can't even have a conversation about this.
Yeah.
Because someone will go like, Soder didn't even read about it. I read so much about it.
Completely separate set of facts.
It was completely, by the way, like they found out the people that said that woman, female boxer from the woke country of Algeria.
very trans forward country.
You know, they're so cool about trans in Algeria that the people that said that she was a man were, I believe, the IBA, the International Boxing Association, which has been defunct now. And it was also shown that they were connected to the Russian mob.
Yeah.
And they said that she was a man after she beat a Russian boxer.
Yeah.
That was like backed by the it's like all these levels to it. And they're like, no, it's a dude fighting ladies. And you're like, it's actually like a way more interesting story than that.
Yeah. It actually reveals a lot about the nature of the governing bodies behind boxing.
It also shows you the boxing will always be the most corrupt sport.
100%.
It'll always be the most.
Where Don King is one of the like most key figures.
I love boxing, but then it's like my favorite sport. One of my favorite sports to watch.
Yeah.
And then you're like so angry at how fucking corrupt it is.
It's almost nothing but tragedy and corruption. And
but now imagine it with robots.
Yeah.
Like if they make like a Terminator, like a lifelike looking dude that...
You don't need to go to the inner city to find some kid on his last chance.
No, you don't need to find...
a robot.
You don't have to pick, just go program a robot that looks like a human. And then they have to do the Terminator thing where they cut their fucking arm off and they're like, show them. And they're like... Da-na-na. Yeah, dude, it's going to be... NFL is going to rule. Mm.
Solve the problem of concussions. We put the motherboard in the abdomen.
Dude, that's great.
All the headshots you want.
Robot NFL players having CTE, or they're just like, he's pissing all over his pants. It's just oil shooting out.
Dude, got my bell all, wrong.
Dude, I can't wait for robot NFL.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be. We're just going to make all the stuff that hurts humans make robots do.
Their girlfriends are the sex robots, so they show the football robots getting drafted, and then like the girlfriend robot is on the couch.
We're going to have so much oil and battery life. He's like, don't touch me.
What do you mean we?
I'm getting a white robot. I'm going for a white robot.
Is there a mouse in your pocket?
And it will be funny, like robots, like the far left people will be like, I'm switching a penis for a vagina. Now I'm switching back. They just keep switching it out. And you're like, there you go. No, they're not hurting anybody.
Robots are canonically they, them.
Yeah. You've got the wrong pronouns. Yeah. Minor 10010100001.
Don't assume my programs.
Woke robots are going to be fucking so funny. I am a robot. That is super offensive. It's
like we're literally binary, actually.
Yeah. My favorite. And you can zap me with my nipple tassels. But one of my favorite Mike Racine jokes is when he calls them buckets.
Bolt buckets.
Bolt buckets. And they go, Dad, you can't call them that. That's their word.
No daughter of mine's bringing home a bolt bucket.
Yeah, bringing home a bolt bucket. But it's like... They're going to, like, politics will get into robots, and that's going to be hilarious.
I mean, they might as well, like, basically, with the goal of politics and all the people who handle politicians and, like, the K Street think tanks and everything, their whole idea is to mold politicians in a certain image, have them say certain things, act a certain way.
To push their policies.
Why not just program it? Why not just make it a
do you think they'll ever
have a physical form?
Do you think they'll ever be a robot president?
There could be. Yeah, I think there will. You would be able to convince enough people. Why the fuck not? All the Silicon Valley CEOs are already on board. They're like, let's do it. Let's have AI.
Because you know how like for the country. You know how like liberals now will be like, I miss George W. Bush. Like they do that dumb shit where they're like, isn't it crazy I live in a world where I miss him because of Trump? And you're like, you're gonna miss humans.
Yeah.
You're gonna miss, I was getting lied to by a fucking human, not a robot that can, but then we can have fucking robot wars with other countries, like battle bots, where we like take on China. I'm kind of actually turning around on the idea right now.
Send forth your champion.
Yeah, dude.
In the BattleBots arena.
What was that bad Hugh Jackman movie?
Yeah, the one where they fight like the remote control robots.
Instead of people fighting? Yeah, that's what...
Ready Player One, I think.
No. Ready Player One's like a...
that's a good one.
I think that's more of like a...
If it was right behind me, that would be crazy.
It is.
Holy shit.
It's somewhere right behind you.
I honestly didn't even know it was behind me.
Ready Player One is somewhere on this fucking bookcase.
That's a synchronicity.
You knew it. I feel like you clocked it and you're like, watch me drop this.
Yeah, I Kaiser Soze'd it.
Yeah, you're like, dude, I didn't know this, but JP broke into my apartment.
Listen, I'm very thorough about my podcast.
Yeah, you go, what is little big man?
I do recon.
That is directly behind you.
Hello, Myrtle.
What? Myrtle was comfortable with his smell. I should have known. It was called, it was a piece of shit.
It was like right, but it was made like right before the CGI got really good, so it didn't quite play.
It was in Chappie, but it wasn't Chappie.
Chappie.
We're getting real steel.
Real steel.
What a hunk of shit.
Really?
Look at this. Look at fucking Hugh Jackman.
Look how dark that, like.
Yeah.
There was a time where you could cover up things looking bad in movies by making every scene really dark.
Here, I'll read the synopsis. In the near future, when people become uninterested in boxing and similar sports, a new sport is created, robot boxing, wherein robots battle each other while being controlled by someone. That's not even the fun. You've already blown it.
And you know what it is? It's kind of making me second guess the whole thing. Like, part of the thing that makes boxing so great is, like, these two guys are bringing their egos and their stories and their past into the ring. And one of these guys is going to fail and, like, be hurt. And the other guy's going to be in his moment of glory.
That's
like,
exactly it.
Takes all the emotion. You're
watching
out of that one
both
on one.
Ends. You're watching both ends of the spectrum.
Extremes.
You're watching one person, their life dream crumble.
Yeah.
And you're watching another person's life dream become realized.
Yeah. You're not only going to lose at the thing that you trained for, you're getting your ass kicked.
Oh, and then a robot just goes full Conor McGregor and has like an oil addiction.
You
and
have to program extreme egos into the robots.
Oh, all these robots are like, I'm not listening to you,
hey, punk ass. Fuck you, you cocksucker. Yeah,
the double robot does not apologize for nothing. Tesla, there we go.
Who the fuck is that guy? My sensors don't recognize him.
Fuck, the fucking double apologize to nobody. Tesla's hiring people to do the robot. The company is paying people to train its humanoid Optimus bot via motion capture.
Oh, so they put on the little mocap suits and they like move around to mimic the robots.
That's
they just
exactly
get LeBron
it.
To come in. It's like, we need the most coordinated human being.
Oh, yeah.
Fine.
The amount of data collected you would need easily be $500 million. And the real question is, even if you do that, do you succeed? Oh, they're like doubting it, which makes me think. Employees must also be between 5'7 and 5'11 because the Optimus is projected to be 5'8. Dude, a robot with height issues, because we're both tall guys. If they're making short kings, you better put that part in there.
A robot with a built-in Napoleon complex.
Oh, where they're like, you know what their Napoleon complex is going to be? They're not human.
Yeah.
Where they'll be like, I'm not human. Like, why is it? Because I'm not human. You won't even fuck me because I'm not human. And you're like,
they compile all these data points to try to approximate what it means to be human, but they never quite get there.
Yeah.
It's like, I love listening to Bruce Springsteen. It reminds me of when I had a crush on a girl one summer.
Yeah,
like, you're like, you know, you don't
okay.
believe that.
What do you think is going to be the more dangerous option? Men having sex with robots or women having sex with robots? Because men having sex with female robots, your penis gets crushed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tough loss. TL. Your wiener gets flattened. They have to build a new one out of your elbow skin. A lady could get killed easier because the robot's all up in her guts.
Gets her back blown out like mechanically.
I'm trying to say, we're saying it goes wrong for both of them.
Uh-huh.
Who has it worse?
The robot thrusts a lady like into the ceiling fan.
Or that's
something.
What I mean.
It could get
I think
bad.
Women have, it's going to be more dangerous for women to fuck a male sex robot.
Yeah. That could, though. So for if you're the guy, the clamps get hit on you, and now she's on top, like you're pinned down.
Sure.
And you're getting blood circulation cut off.
Yeah. She's got your hips.
You're passing out.
You're able to fight.
You can reach for the phone.
Yeah. You can reach for the phone or the controller to turn her off.
You haven't lost consciousness.
Yeah. But a lady, that's stud robot.
She gets into it too much. She's getting piped down too good.
She's like,
she loses track of where the remote is.
Slips off the side, and then it's just like, meh, 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 meh. And it's just like, she ain't going nowhere. And all these, like, even nymphomaniacs are like, it was the worst.
Yeah.
I got enough.
And the women, sometimes they want to have, like, nasty things said to them. So their robots are programmed to talk dirty. And then all of a sudden, the robot is like, put down the remote control, you little slut.
Yeah.
And then she does.
She goes, you want more? She goes, okay. And then her legs were just liquefied. Because the male robot, the male sex worker, I'm already giving up on that. He's a sex worker. He's
you have to pay them. They're going to have a coin slot.
Yeah. Credits due. You know, like, remember arcade games?
You have to
where
it'd
be like, continue 25 seconds. And you have like your Dave and Buster's card. You're like, bloop, bloop. Tap it on the, that's the tap to the forehead. And they're like, well, dude, it's going to get wild. It's going to get wild. And I'm so glad all three of us will be dead.
Yeah.
It's like Blade Runner shit. And you're just like, I'm kind of happy we live. That's what we should be doing right now. Is we should be appreciating that we are watching.
We live in the simpler times. We live in the times that people will be Amish for in like a generation.
Oh, well, they'll just be like, oh, I'm going back to only using Twitter and Instagram.
There's
going to
be communes of the times when it was really good, when you just had a portable DVD player.
Do you think this was the long-term strategy of the Amish, where the Amish go like, It's actually kind of working out for us.
We were right the whole time, you see.
Oh, Brother Hezekiah, you were right. Only writing nasty things carved into the side of the barn was the way to go. Yeah. That's their Twitter. Yeah. They go, there's some stories going on about Mary Beth that are trending on the side of the barn.
At the next harvest, this barn will be burned down and built anew.
Yeah, but I feel like someone needs to do an apocalyptic thriller where the only humans that survive are the Amish because they're not tied to any robots.
Yeah.
And like they might be our last hope. I'm saying it right here on this podcast.
They don't have any of the chemicals inside their bodies.
No microplastics.
Yeah.
No fucking any, dude. Amish, if you're watching this.
If this podcast somehow makes its way to you.
If someone transcribes this and reads it to you, you're our only hope. Help us, Amish. You're our, help us, Brother Hezekiah.
Teach
you're
us woodworking. Our only hope. Yeah. Brother Daniel and Brother James await your instructions.
Just think about it, right?
Brother Pimp will come with us too.
Brother Pimp, please let us in the commune. But I saw this interview. I think it was Tucker Carlson was talking to like Ari Shaffir or something. Because whenever my friends talk to Tucker Carlson, I'm like, what are you doing? Just who cares? I don't care. I'm apolitical, so I don't care. But you're like, what are you doing? But they were talking to Tucker Carlson and he was like, he showed it actually made sense. He was like, I have a truck here that runs on an engine, a carburetor. It's like an old school truck. There's no
computer that could shut this down.
That's exactly his point. And I was like, that's great. And you're like, I'm not one of those people that's like, okay, what is he doing? I'm like, that's actually very smart.
Yeah, I don't really drive, but that's
kind of cool. I couldn't fix the truck, but that's pretty cool. Yeah. But I think that's the way to go. Mm-hmm. Like having stuff like that where you're not relying on any computer.
Purely mechanical.
You understand how it works. You know how to fix it.
Yeah.
If you have like spare parts, that's the way to go.
There's a book somewhere that tells you how to repair it. So like the information related to it can't be changed by a third party where it's saved online somewhere.
I think we're about to be Amish.
Hard copies. Yeah.
Dude, they're like, what happened to JP McDade and Soder? And you're like, this is going to be crazy. They're like, literally Eddie Murphy and they're like George Carlin and Richard Pryor of the Amish.
Yeah.
They're like just touring barns.
They tapped this market. That would be Soul Joel was right there, Soul but Joel. He never
got. Do you understand? He was on the other side of the wall. If he just would have invited him in. Dude, that'd be so funny. We get paid in grain. Yeah. It's like I got bags of grain, baby.
They're talking into a fake microphone because they don't use microphones. Yeah. Like,
It's unplugged.
The other day I slept in until 4:36 a.m. Folks.
I am lazy. I'm so lazy. I didn't milk the cows till the sun was up. You know, robots be all like, they love like racist robot stuff. All these robots be like, nom, nom,
nom, nom. Racist toward computer users.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm logging on, right, guys? Yeah. They're like, God, I just have a beard, no mustache.
Dude, the women are silent, but like the men are cracking up.
You go, ladies, don't laugh at that. Don't laugh at that. I'll put a baby in you. No pain medication. Yeah. Damn, dude, the Amish are going to be our heroes.
Yeah,
I love when we come to a conclusion at the end of an episode where you're like, I think we solved how to beat the robots.
Mm-hmm. Through good old-fashioned prayer.
There's that CIA meeting where there's just like a long table and there's a bunch of Amish people and they go, you're our only chance. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, I'm going to need six horses.
They're really bad negotiators. Yeah. They could have anything.
I would love a new table. And they go, not even the table. I'll make it myself. Give me the wood. And they go,
one of my saws has become dulled from frequent use. If you could replace that.
Amish lawyers.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm the best goddamn Amish lawyer.
My client is guilty and he is sorry.
And he will. Shall he repent? And they're like, yeah, I guess.
Man, you guys are just getting your clients hammered every time. Maximum sentence.
Brother Hezekiah at law.
In the Amish criminal justice system, there are the...
Everyone is guilty because God has made everyone with natural sin.
It's like, how do you plead? He's already whipping himself in the court.
Damn, dude. And then, like, Rumspring... They've done documentaries about it.
Yeah.
It's got to be wild to just go like, so what's going on? And then you're like, how do you go back?
I feel like you realize we're all suckers. If you have it built into you enough, you're like, oh man, I'm so good at, like, I'm not good at anything here in this world. But I think some of them, like I was watching Naked and Afraid or one of those type of shows, and there was a guy on that show who like went on Rumspringa and found he was like really good as like an outdoor guide. And he was good at like giving people, you know, teaching survival skills to people in the woods. And now he's like, oh, now there's chicks.
Yeah. He's like, oh, not women that I'm kind of related to. Check this out. I don't have to fuck a third cousin.
Wow, you're a whole different race from me. This is amazing.
Oh, my God. Your skin. It's caramel. Amish guys fucking other women must be like, oh, what is this?
It's like the first time you taste a new flavor. You're just like when a baby tastes lemon. You know,
Dude, Amish eating like black pussy. They're like,
hey, no.
And they go, it's like that little kid with the jalapeno where he goes,
60s R&B music starts playing.
They're like, y'all right, white boys? Like, sorry, brother. I'm keeping all this flavor in my beard. He's are delicious.
He's suddenly wearing a turtleneck.
With a chain over it?
Yeah.
With a chain. Where he goes, girl.
Ring on the finger.
I'm about to build you all the barns you want. A wigger on this guy. He's like, yo, all I'll be saying is farm work. Yo, they got us out there bussing. We bussing our ass.
He's using like an old rusted blade to give himself an edge up.
he's got lines in his eyebrow. Yeah,
doing notches in his eyebrow. He's like,
sorry, on Rumspringa I had black pussy.
Damn, you know, I raised a lot of barns in my life, but you raised something in me, girl.
Yeah. You know what? I want to raise a son with you. Be my queen. And she's like, you weird as hell. I live in Philadelphia. I ain't going out to no Amish country. And he's like,
shoot, you stupid.
Girl. Dude, Amish guy addicted to black women is so funny. He's like, I'm going to tell you right now, I would give up 4 carriages just to be with you.
pulls up in like one of those like carriages that has the orange triangle in the back, but it has rims.
Yeah, spinners on it.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so funny when you go to a gas station, you'll see like horse shit in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
When you're by Amish and you're like, but it's like horse shit where the cars, when we do our drive to Colorado for Christmas, we like pulled into a gas station in Pennsylvania and there was just horse shit everywhere.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's near Amish country.
They fuel up too.
Yeah.
And they get the horse's Slim Jim.
Spicy beef, and then they go inside for a fucking water. But it is also kind of fucked up because you're like, clean up your horse shit.
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
It's against our ways.
Sorry.
Good day now.
Fuck off.
Anything they don't want to do, they just.
Sorry, can't do that.
It's a sin. Yeah,
yeah. Hey, you were pretty rude back there. Yeah, let me don't do that. Bye-bye. Well, yeah,
you know, I'll atone.
Suck my Amish dick.
Suck my uncircumcised dick.
Musky Amish dick. Oh, dude. Pubic hair?
Their pubes also have the little bangs.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. Little fucking.
They're just like straight down. Yeah.
I would love to get an Amish like community sponsored by Manscaped and have them come in and just like shave their balls and stuff. Where they're like, oh my God, look at my piece. Come over here. Brother Josiah.
I've
look
gained
at how big
nearly
my...
half a cubit.
Half a cubit? Oh, look at my wife while I feel like eating it. I didn't know she had all those flaps and folds under all that hair. Like getting women, like having girls go get, what's it called? Sugared? Where they like have their pussy hairs waxed and stuff. Damn, dude, that would be so funny. Manscaped, go attack the Amish.
My darling, your child hole has never looked better.
Oh my God. After 17 kids, I actually could see the wear and tear. Sweet Lord.
I'll cover it back up with some.
Oh my God, it looks like a bloodhound on an August day. It's like, that's pretty gross. That's a good place to end. That's a good place to end the episode.
On the drool.
New special out on YouTube. Check out JP McDade. He is seriously one of the funniest people working right now. Jokes. The guy's got amazing jokes. I know we're at the point of the apocalypse where I have to sell you on this. Jokes are great. They're fun. They're written. Prepared material.
The robots haven't figured them out just yet.
Just yet. Oh, do you think comics use AI to write jokes?
People
Pimp is shaking his head yes.
Yeah, people you have to be using
People are using AI to write jokes?
Yeah.
I think
it's
collecting data to form a joke.
Yeah, that sucks.
Like compile the top... I don't even want to think about like compile the topics that people find most interesting or something, and then they write jokes about that. Yeah.
Ew.
Oh, disgusting.
Are musicians doing it?
Yeah. You could just make a song, a whole song from AI.
Yeah, dude. Someone did AI Metallica as Yacht Rock. And my friend Matt Lomparzik sent it to me. Shout out Matt Lomparzik. He's almost done in the Navy. When he does, we'll be smoking weed again. That faithful day will come. Dude, I'm going to play it for you. It is so fucking good. It's so good that I'm kind of like, I don't know if I like
that.
This.
I hate that some things they make are good.
What's Yacht Rock? Apologies in advance.
This is AI. Do an Enter Sandman. This is AI.
Fuck, it's undeniable.
Everyone.
I mean, it's great.
Yeah. Take it to the bridge.
It's great. Robots, take us over.
This is what's going to be playing when we lay back and fentanyl is just injected right in our
And they're bodies. Using us as batteries like the Matrix. Also, shout out Matt Lomparzik because his friend did a cover of Chapel Roan. But they did a death metal cover. And Chapel Roan's unbelievable. But this is humans covering it, and I love it. And he's drumming. My buddy drums. And he does the fills.
What's it called?
It's
my girlfriend would love that.
Chapel Roan. Oh, this is my buddy Matt. I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
My buddy covered it. But yeah, Chapel Roan. Katie got me into her. And she's, well, she's like the biggest thing right now. And I like her because she's came out and gone like, hey, fans.
Chill out.
Chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
You're being weird.
Yeah, you're making it not fun for me to do this.
Yeah.
I love the fact that someone has said that. Not that I have that problem.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like someone of that stature.
Where
that
Eminem used to be like, fuck my fans, I hate you. Now it's like kind of a middle ground. It's like, hey, you're
like, talk to them like people.
Yeah.
I like that. Like she's like, guys, the humanity of it.
Yeah.
Fucking leave me alone. You're freaking me out when I'm in public.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
It rocks.
Yeah. Shout out Chapel Ronan. Also, she dressed up like a wrestler at Lollapalooza.
Come on the pod, Chapel Roan.
Come on.
Let's go.
Come on, the dude. If we got Chapel Roan, everyone would be like, how did you get her? Katie would be out on the other side, like, that's so funny. If I didn't tell Katie, I go, hey, listen, on Tuesday, Chapel Roan's coming by. And she'd be like, what? That's like as big as getting like a Taylor Swift on your podcast.
Yeah.
Dude, listen, if one of Chapel Roan's friends sees this, come on by. Come hang out. We're in Manhattan.
Chapel Roan's big into like Legion of Skanks, so she dude, knows that'd be you.
So, she's skank hands. She's like, I'm throwing skank hands. She goes, honestly, for me, you know what, dude? Set up this whole generation of comics. You're like, Chapel Roan used to listen to you know what, dude? Obscure shit. She goes, oh, I used to read Jeffrey Gurian. She goes, I was all.
I had a subscription to the Intero Bang.
She's like, I love it. I love comedy. That would be so fucking funny.
Yeah, I saw DeRosa at Broadway Comedy Club. Goes,
oh my God. Nothing better than watching a taping of What's Your Fucking Deal with Big J. Okerson at the bitter end. And you're like,